4PXH, anybody listed?
XE, this is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo, over. My name's Tom.
Copy that, I'll need this, your call sign one more time, please.
It's November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR, my name is Tom, over.
This is T, located in Spartanburg.
Again, you little click on your trigger finger there.
Sorry, this is T, located in Spartanburg.
E, like K-E-Y.
T as in Tango, short for Thomas.
well, I'm having a tough time, so it sounded like T. So that's fine. We'll just call you T. And I'm a T also. Well, hope your evening's going good. It's a little froggy out here. I'm headed down to pick up an elbow brace for my wife down at CVS or wherever I can find them. Over.
Understand that. I'm just taking a few minutes before I have to go cook some supper.
Well, I didn't have much for supper tonight. My wife had a stroke and lost part of her vision in her right eye, and thankfully it didn't bother her brain. But she knows exactly what she wants, and I had to measure her elbow, and I'm going down to, you know, when the War Department speaks, you follow the instructions to the letter.
Understand that. Sorry about your wife. I hope she gets better.
And I still got her, and thank the good Lord for that. I'll tell you, it's, I'm wore out, but I'm not complaining. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, and I'm just thankful to have her. And we've been running around some today, and she's tired, and I will say just a little bit cranky, but she is never that way, but she's still hurting, and that's acceptable. She had surgery there and got about a 4-inch gash in her neck, T, so that's the way it is. Well, I was on the HF a while ago and had a lot of fun with that.
All right, well, you have a good night and 73.
Pleasure's all mine. This is N0TR, and I'll be mobile for a while. JC and 4DJC and 0TR mobile. 0TR. LK and 4ZLK and 0TR and 0TR mobile. X. Well, who might this be? This is in 0TR.
Tom, it's Patrick, KO4HKX.
You're kidding. I was just pulling your chain, Patrick. Good to hear you, buddy. Sound great. You up there on that beam on the mountain?
Vertical up here on the mountain right now. But I wanted to touch base with you right quick and see how Miss Bernice was doing.
Doing better. She's a little crabby, and she is never crabby in my lifetime. And she's making, oatmeal cookies right now. But I was a little worried about it earlier, Patrick. There was a lump showed up on her neck there. It looked kind of like an aneurysm. But I think it's where they had that drain and that big scar. So it's kind of cleared up some now. I put pressure on it, and I think she's doing okay, Patrick. Oh, how was your day, sir?
Wet and cold. It was a really good day.
Like Patrick, it sucked. It was really bad. Well, I had some fun a while ago. I just been busy the whole blooming day and trying to get things squared away for her. And so I pulled up QRZ and I was going to look for this guy I worked in Sri Lanka last night. And he had some different kind of instructions if you wanted a card, and he didn't do Logbook of the World, and I don't usually mess with cards, so said email him, so I did. No big deal, one way or the other. That's the first one I've even wanted in years, so. But earlier I talked to the ship again that's headed for Beauvais. Well, the one last night, he didn't do Logbook of the World. And the one tonight, he did do Logbook of the World. And they're just about down there to that island, which is rather rare. So I talked to him on CW, if you want to call a contact that. And then I saw a guy in Japan, and he was on 10 meters. And 10 meters has really stunk lately, too. And so I went over there, and I don't have a lot on 10 meters. I just never did mess with that band, and I should have. When it's in and the sunspots are up, it's good. But I just never did. Back in the old days. Well, I got my DXCC on there, but I don't think I'd work Japan on it, so I talked to him, and he was clear as a bell. So then I turned around and worked Antarctica. And, I forget the call. ANF was the suffix on it. Now, I worked Antarctica a lot of times, but I don't care. I have fun, and it was fun.
What this hobby is supposed to be about is having fun and making contacts or communication with somebody.
It was funny. It was listed as a runway in Antarctica. I have quite a few cards. If you ever drop by the house, I wish you would. I got quite a few cards from Antarctica, but, I might have worked this guy before, too. I'm not sure. But when they're on voice on there and the band's up, it's not hard at all to work Antarctica. But it's fun. Good Lord, it reminds me of, Life Below Zero on TV. And a lot of them's Russians down there. I don't think this one was. But it was fun. And they always have a picture of their hooch or whatever you call it out there. Man, I think I'd rather be at Chad's place than I would be down there.
I'm not so much against the cold, but I don't like that much cold.
I talked to a guy in Antarctica one night, and I was telling him there wasn't many people on the band, and it was pretty late. And I said, I just love to watch Life Below Zero and Mountain Men. I said, Mountain Men's not so bad, but I said, that Life Below Zero, that lady reminds me of my wife's mother up on the farm in Kansas. And he said, you know what the difference is, Tom, in the North Pole and the South Pole where I'm at? And I says, well, they're both cold. I said, well, you got more ice? He says, no. He said, "It's they get 50 below zero. We get 100 below zero. It's in zero TR.
I think I'm out on either one of those. I'll pass.
What kind of wind chills I know up there where Steve's at in South Dakota. He's a close friend of W4DJW's. I didn't know him all that well, but I hear him every now and then on Echo Link. He was on just a few days ago. Their weather is terrible, Patrick, up there. Where he's at, anyways. I think it's South Dakota. David has to tell you. But he was here for a long time. At any rate, I'm getting ready to go in down here to CVS Pharmacy and see if I can get Bernice an elbow brace. And I sure enjoy talking to you this evening. Your vertical's doing a fine job. But, I was kind of excited because I haven't got to do zip. I made two contacts the other night. And I asked Bernice, I said, you care if I go downstairs and work these guys? And I didn't know if I could hear them or not, of course. Just because they're posted, that don't mean anything. And she said, yeah. Was looking at me and I thought, uh-oh, better get off the radio, Tom. Takes me a little time to get all the computers and junk started up. So here I am, and it's foggy out. And you calling Annette tonight, Patrick?
Not calling Annette tonight. Tonight is Gary, KI4DOS. I'll get it out in a minute. But he's got the swap net tonight. My normal night is Sunday nights.
Okay, that clarified that. Well, I know Gary's on Wednesday night, and he does the swap net. We all love Gary, that's for sure. He sure done a lot for amateur radio for many, many years, him and Joy both, and so I'll try to get on there. I got to go home and hit the rain locker, which I always do, and I'm late now. Usually shower before now, but it's a Navy tradition. I can't go to bed without a shower because you got to answer to the master at arms when you get up in the morning. If you don't, that ain't good. Not with Bernice's master at arms, and she don't care. Anyways, Patrick, you have a good evening, and maybe we'll catch you later on KL4XKX and 0GR73s, and I'll be clear.
Make sure to tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and been praying for and hope she continue to get well, and we'll look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73. Why is it?